Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Graham Rahal, as we continue to chat IndyCar racing here. How you been, man?
I'm good, yeah. Good. It's great to be up here. I mean, you know, Road America is just an unbelievable place and, you know, really the ideal circuit for our cars. And hopefully Mother Nature, I mean, it's a little chilly up here, but Mother Nature will keep us dry. And
so it'll be nice this weekend.
I hope, and all the fans, everybody that's here can have a lot of fun. I mean, we always get a great turnout here. There's always a lot of people, a great buzz, so we're happy to be here.
So Tony Kanaan was in on our show yesterday in our studios, and he came in and said, which I had not heard, but he said he had talked to A.J. Foyt and said, this is my last contract. I got 2 years left, and I'm walking away. Did you hear that?
I mean, I've heard that that's what he was looking to do, yes.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of guys at his age that realize, you know, that the time's near.
Yeah.
You know, Tony's been doing this a long, long, long time. And just like Elio coming into this season, I mean, those guys have been around since I was a kid, honestly. Mm-hmm. And so they've had tremendous careers. They've achieved a heck of a lot. In Tony's case, winning the 500, winning a championship. Very few people ever get to do that. And so, you know, I had heard that, but I hadn't heard it from him directly.
Yeah, he said it yesterday, and I kind of said, wait a minute, you know, is this official? He kind of smiled. He said, well, if I'm not signing another contract, it is what it is.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Which I found interesting. We saw a lot of names over the last few years in NASCAR walk away. Some feel that that's hurt the sport. If you lose Tony, if you lose Elio, some of those bigger names that have been around a while, how much has that hurt the sport, do you think?
Oh, I mean, it I would say it hurts it a little bit, but at the same time, you know, the really good thing is there's a lot of young, talented guys out here that have already started to make a name for themselves that are going to continue to make a name for themselves. So, you know, guys like Hinch, Rossi, Newgarden, you know, these are guys that have already won races here. You know, in Rossi's case, winning the Indy 500, you know, Hinch dancing with the stars and everything else that he's done. You know, he's made a name for himself for sure. And so I just don't see that we're going to see a massive dip from it. But there is no doubt that, you know, right after this, I go to the autograph session, and one of the biggest, most popular guys is going to be Tony Kanaan. I mean, he always has been. Tony is that personality. He's that character type that people just really are attracted to. You know, he's such a loving, you know, fun-loving, easygoing guy. Yeah, I mean, it's going to leave a little dent. The good thing is I don't see any way possible that Tony's going to be able to get out of here and never come back. You know, he's a gearhead. He loves IndyCar race. He's going to be around this place.
He's been doing it since he's 9.
Yeah, I mean, a long, long time. So, you know, but probably the best thing is that it breeds opportunity for new, young guys to come in. Mm-hmm. And the difference between us and NASCAR is there's 23 cars here this weekend. That's the way it's always been. It's not like IndyCar Racing's ever seen a 40-car field, nor do we want to see a 40-car field, nor would we accept a 40-car field. We can't fit 40 cars in here.
Right.
So it's going to give some of the younger people opportunities. Some of the young guys, Colton Herta's coming up, you know, Brian Herta's son, who's doing a great job. And actually his team is owned by Steinbrenner III or IV, mm-hmm. You know, George Michael, who's a great, great young kid who, you know, obviously the Yankee heritage speaks for itself, but just the fact he's interested in IndyCar racing, the family's getting involved in IndyCar racing, we can breed that next generation of team owner and driver. So I think that's good.
When you started the season, you had said you were excited about the car, the looks of the car, the aerodynamics of the car. Now that you've had races under your belt, how has this car progressed?
The car is really good. You know, I think it's coming a long way, and here in particular at this track, you know, it's fast. It's fast. There's no doubt down the straightaways you are absolutely screaming. And so that's what fans want to see. That's what I grew up watching. The lap times this morning, I think, were almost, if not quicker than what we did in qualifying last year already. So, you know, a good start to it. But no, as I said, it's always great to be back here. We run the Gale yellow, colors here. And
yeah.
Obviously, Gale being a local company, it means a lot to me. I've been associated with them since I was 16 years old.
Have they given you, a bulldozer or earth mover or anything yet?
I'm working on a forklift right now.
Okay.
I know that's not what you think about Gale, but with Gale and now Manitou coming in as one company, I have a shop in Indy. We work at Grand Marais Hall Performance. We work on high-end cars and stuff like that. But I need a forklift to move some stuff around. So that's what I'm working on.
As we sit here, actually in the Gale suite, talking with Graham Rahal. Speaking of gearhead, you're a gearhead. I mean, you grew up
huge,
around this
yeah.
stuff, which is the reason you opened up the performance shop, right?
The performance shop, really. Yeah, it all spurred from my love of cars. I mean, anybody that follows me on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or whatever. I mean, I'm a car freak. I'm a car fanatic. And so, without a doubt, it came from that. I've been tuning and messing around my own cars since I was a little kid. And it's just grown from there.
Yeah. We were talking earlier. Aaron Telis was in here and he was talking about the track and talked about bumps and kind of being a little bit bouncy.
Yep.
How does that affect the Indy cars, especially under, is it the Briggs & Stratton?
Yeah.
So it's got a little bit of a hop to it?
Yeah, but there's a couple. You know, the Briggs under there that goes into the carousel. The Canada corner is quite bumpy now on the braking, at the apex, the midpoint of the corner, and on the exit. I mean, there's bumps all over this place, but that's kind of fine. It's part of the character and the cloth that makes this place special. And anywhere we go, every track is a little different from that perspective, and any track gives you those different challenges based on that. So I'm not one of these guys. Like in Europe, they want everything, smoother than a billiard table. That's not really what I think, highlights a great track. But, this place has stood the test of time year after year after year, winter storms or summer's heat or whatever it may be. This track still, it stands the test of time, and it's a great place to come and race.
When you get ready to jump into the car at Indy and then they say fire up the engines, that is such a pageantry-filled race.
Oh, yeah, huge.
But is the adrenaline ever different once you leave there? I mean, a race is a race for a driver, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, the adrenaline levels are the same. I mean, when I come here, Sunday, for sure, I will be, my heart will be racing. We'll be ready to go. Everybody will be excited to get this one underway. This is race 10 on our schedule. And so we're really into crunch time now. I mean, we have 17 events on the calendar. But, from midpoint on here, these are huge races. So, yes, I mean, Indy's massive. And, it is the biggest in the entire world and the most
The lead-up is bigger.
Huge.
But once you get in the car, the race is the race.
Well, yeah, once you get in, your heart calms down and you just kind of, you got to go out there and do your thing. I mean, but that, like you just said, that's the way it is anywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, I come here to Road America, it's the same thing. Once the green flag drops, it's still on me, to go out there and make the best of what I've got and try to win the race.
We were talking earlier with a couple of guys, Tony as well, who said this is a course that you can pass a lot on.
Yeah.
A lot of different areas. But the one thing that I love to go down the hill and watch turn five. How difficult is turn five going into with all that sand, all that area down there that if you make a mistake, you're over in a wall?
Well, turn five's always it's an inviting place to push a little too hard, over time, it's
that's a very polite way of saying watch your ass, isn't it?
Yeah, it's led to some great racing, though. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's led to some great racing that fans have come to love and appreciate and expect. But as Tony said, you can pass into turn one here. You can, if somebody gets a bad exit out of turn one, you can pass into three. You can pass into five. You can pass into eight, into Canada corner. That's not really typical, right? I mean, a lot of the places that we go to, may have one or two passing zones, not literally almost anywhere on the track.
Right.
And with the cars nowadays, with the overtake button and the tire degradation that we get and stuff, there's opportunity to pass too. And so it just, with a place like this, it just makes it that much better.
Before I let you go, I know the push to pass came in to Advent some years back, but what is that like when you hit that button?
Because, here it's huge.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Here it's huge because, if you're talking 40 or 50 horsepower gain, like this morning, we could use it in practice for a little while. And, I mean, you're talking, probably close to 10 miles an hour, eight to 10 yeah. miles an hour in the straight. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of speed. And so around here, it's massive. It's massive amounts of lap time. speed, obviously, and the ability to pass.
Always great to talk to you. We're about ready to get out of here. Real quick, what's your top speed hitting down the straightaway?
We're right around 200, right? You know,
is that right?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't be surprised in a draft to see somebody tickle it, for sure.
You got fans waiting to see you. Go sign autographs, man. Go be a hero, okay?
Thank you very much. Stay safe this weekend.
There you go. Graham Rahal joining us for a couple of minutes here inside our studios at the Point Creek RV Rentals Mobile Studios. Thanks, Graham. See you soon, pal.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.